Friday, June 25th, 2021. Variants, my friends. Variants. Here we go. Break out your trusty dumbbells, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, maybe a pair of kettlebells, whatever you can just farmers carry, if you will. Four rounds for time of a 400-meter farmer's carry. Oh, yeah. You come back in from the farmer's carry, feeling great. Drop the dumbbells. Go ahead and do 30 sit-ups. Stand up. Go for a 200-meter run, without the dumbbells, obviously. Come back. There are the dumbbells sitting there. You got to pick them up to do some more farmer's carries. But before you do that, why not do 15 push-press with them? I can't think of a reason not to. So once again, four rounds for time, 400-meter farmer's carry, 30 sit-ups, 200-meter run, 15 dumbbell push press. Now, if you don't have the dumbbells for the push press, if you can find something else to farmer's carry, that's great. If you have to do something else with the dumbbell push press, you could do barbell push press with a 95-pound barbell for the men or 65 for women. And of course, if you can't go out for the 200-meter run for whatever reason, you can't run, we've got rowing and bike options there under the other equipment conversions. We have videos showing the ab mat sit-up. You don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups. And the dumbbell push press. Bit of a long one today. Those 400-meter farmer's carries, they're going to get old quickly. I don't want to lie to you. We're friends. I don't want to lie to you. They're going to get old quickly. And there's going to become a point where they're on the ground a lot, and you're just shaking out your hands before you pick them back up. It's just how it's going to be. And so that's going to make the clock keep ticking. So for today, Super Fitness Robot time, 35 minutes or less. More likely time, we could be in the area of upwards of 50 minutes. And there's going to be a range here. I'm curious to hear everyone's reports back on this. Scaled option for today. Maybe that's just too far to carry those dumbbells, etc., etc. We need to knock down the loading a bit. All good. We can do that. And we're doing four sets of 30 sit-ups. We could knock down that volume too. Scaled option, four rounds for time, 200-meter farmer's carry. Now with a pair of 35s for men, pair of 25s for women. 20 sit-ups, 200-meter run, and then 12 dumbbell push-press. And the dumbbell push press, if you needed to use a barbell for that, you would then use a 75 or a 55-pound barbell. Limited equipment option. I mean, they've got everything they need. It is precisely the same as the workout of the day. One big happy family. No equipment workout. Four rounds for time, 400-meter run, 30 sit-ups, 200-meter run, and then 15 handstand push-ups or burpees. I'd love to see the handstand push-up trick, to be honest with you. Handstand push-up video shown, and burpee video shown as well. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. The overhead carry. You're going to lock out a barbell, pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells. You're going to put a weight overhead that is appropriately challenging for you and safe. March 100 feet with it locked out overhead. That's one overhead carry. You're going to do three of those, resting a couple minutes between each one. It's a great head-to-toe strength builder. We try to put it in once a week, but we've got three options today, all developing some overhead strength, and I want you just to pick one of them. So one of your choices is the overhead carry. Another choice is the wall walk, accumulating 5 to 15 reps, not for time, slow and controlled, video showing that. The final choice is strict shoulder press. Everybody needs more strict shoulder press in their life. Three sets of 8 to 12 reps, video showing that. So if you can do all three of those, I would recommend, you can do all three safely, I would recommend you pick the one that's the most outside of your wheelhouse and comfort zone, because that's where a lot of development will occur for you. Then the other part of the optional accessory work is some sprints. Make sure the hammies are warmed up. Okay, you did some farmer's carries, you did some shorter runs, make sure the hammies are warmed up. 5 50-meter sprints, resting as needed between each, or 5 15-second intervals of intense biking or rowing, preferably biking because you can spin the bike up a little quicker in 15 seconds than you can the rower, resting a minute or two between efforts. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes of casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the cobra stretch for the abs, chest and pecs, hands behind, as well as the frog stretch, each of those holding 1 to 2 minutes, and each of those has a video as well. Big old dose of variance today. The farmer's carries are going to get hard. You can also don't be afraid or ashamed to scale or modify mid-workout. So maybe you decide to go prescribed, and at the end of the very first 400-meter farmer's carry, you're like, well, that's only going to get harder. Mm-mm, that's no good. Cut it to 200 meters for the next 3 rounds. Good to go. So don't be afraid to make that decision on the fly. Fitness will still be achieved, and I'll see you back here tomorrow to close out the week.